Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. So now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Good morning, good morning. First of all, to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Women's Day Thursday. Excuse me. I am super excited about what the word Apostle Smith will be coming on this morning with. Father, I wish you to have your way this morning. Take over the show like you have before. Speak to your daughter on today, Father God. Let's offer more of you. Whatever you download in her to give to your people, ask you to have a mighty, mighty, powerful push in her back to give this to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture for this morning is 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. Now it is God, let me say this again, now it is God who made both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. I'm going to say that again. Now it is God who makes us both, and you stand and stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. That was 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. We ask you to remember, if you can call in at 563-999-3628. Excuse me, press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. This is no judgment zone. We cannot judge you. We're not trying to judge you. But we are on here to encourage, inspire, uplift, and push you when you need it. You know, sometimes people get comfortable in where they're at when God has so much in store for them. They get scared. You will get weary. Hello, I'm talking to somebody. You will get weary in this walk. Remember, a prophet walk is a lonely walk. People you think that will be there will walk away. You will get more support from strangers. You'll get more support from other people that will push you. Everybody's not for you. I say this all the time. Know the difference when somebody's praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, not praying on you, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. It's a big difference. You must stand on the word of God. In this season, it's necessary. Don't worry about what they called you. Focus on what the Lord called you. I said in 2024, it's take back everything that was taken from you and your family. So you must be the generation breaker. That's why you've been through all hell. Yeah, I know it's been rough. It's not easy. Absolutely, I know. I've been there, going through it, been through it. But I know one person that got me out of it. See, God changed Kashima. I can only talk about Kashima. So you stay safe and sit in the church pretty like you didn't do anything wrong. Take the mask off. Take the mask off, sweetheart. Yeah, some people can see beyond that mask. You can run game for so long. Hear me well. You will be exposed. Just because you fell out with somebody or you want to go and talk about them. See, I'm not going to go on that this morning, but I know this. Be careful what you say about God's people. Be mindful. They might not be where you at financially, but just do not underestimate them. But God can use anybody to preach his word. Might not be the way you think it should be, but it's what God told them to say it. Everybody quote that scripture, do touch not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. Yeah, but what makes you think you're anointed? Did God give it to you or a man gave it to you? It's a big difference when God gave it to you. You're going to know that you know that the Lord touched you and gave you something. It's like the one with the issue of blood. She touched our father's hem of his garment. Not the whole garment, just the hem. And she felt his power come on her. I ask you this, when was the last time you laid out in front of him, just you and him? No phone, no TV, no radio, no nothing, just you talking to our Father. You might be going through hell right now. I know some of the countries that's listening in, they can't openly praise God like we can. But we are praying for you. It is crazy all around the world. Los Angeles having floods. China just had an earthquake and a tsunami. Tennessee had a flood. Are you listening to the Lord knocking? He's on his way back. Get your life together now. Time waits for no one. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord is going to call us home. Remember, there's no age limit anymore like it used to be. It used to be the older people that's leaving here. Not anymore. It's all ages. Do you have a relationship with the Lord for yourself? Or are you still trying to stand on me, my own big mama prayer and granny prayers? No, sweetheart, it's time for you to establish a relationship for yourself. So much is going on. I don't even watch the news anymore. From kids killing kids, earthquakes, these wars, it is getting worse. Now another snowstorm finna come to Texas. Are you prepared? Are you falling your face into the Bible, whether it's King James, NIV? Are you falling your face into the Word? Are you speaking to the Lord for yourself? Yes, you can call people to pray for you. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to know how to go to the Lord for yourself. Somebody's depending on you to get it right. Like I always say, you could be the generation breaker. Yeah, the black sheep of the family, the homemonger of the family, the drug dealer, the addict, the drunk. Woman had a bunch of kids. Yes, you can still be a generation breaker. Stop focusing on what people think about you and what they're saying and focus on the Lord. He loves you. Even when you didn't love yourself, he still loved you. And he's always been right there with you. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. And remember, you're not alone. We're going to go to a musical break and we'll be back.
Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all-encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone. You're God, and oh him, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
All the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah.
Forever. Come on, begin to minister to him tonight. Amen. Come on, press on in. I wish I had somebody that would help me press. Come on, let's go into the Holy of Holies. Come on, let's minister to him right now. Get up. Come on, boy, get up. God, we worship your name today. God, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, God.
Amen. I'm going to read the scripture again from NIV. 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who has sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. In 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22. Remember, each Bible have a different reading, so I want to go back and reread it to you in NIV, 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on to deliver a word that the Lord downloaded in her just for you. I'm presenting some, introduce to others, one of the anointed women of my Naomi, Apostle Smith. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, woman of God?
I'm fine. Look, I'm going on mute. I'm ready to eat this morning, so won't nobody hear me shouting on this side. So the floor is yours, and I'm excited about what God has to say this morning.
Praise the Lord. First of all, I thank and praise God for the opportunity. Amen. I bless the woman of the host this morning. Amen. other than Apostle Shima Douglas, amen, which I call Apostle K. And this morning, amen, the Lord had gave me a word, amen, that we walk in our prophetic calling as women, amen. And we have to walk worthy within what God have called us to do, amen. First, I give a shout-out, amen, to the nation this morning. I give a shout-out to the world today, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you humble, horrible, shade out, almost we know how. Father God, ha, shade out. I know I can't do this without you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to send a word to the nation. Father God, send a word to your people, God, the men and women of God, in this hour, God, and God, we ever most praise you. Father God, we bless you today. Father God, we ask you to bless every house, the apostle, God, the pastor, the prophet, he comes to the Boshanda, he banished the minister, that's the teacher. Father God, we thank you for the move of God on today. He comes to the Boshe, and we give you the glory, he shanda, and we bless. He shed the akanda in the name of Jesus. We thank God on this morning, amen. And fortunately, amen, when we walk in a prophetic meeting, amen, we got to be standing in our position. And when you are worthy, having and showing the quality or the ability that merit the recognition of a participatory way, having the worth of the value, good and deserving respect, praise or attention, having enough good quality to be considered important, useful, and worthy. Women that are walking the prophetic, women walking the prophetic way of God, amen. We are chosen women by God. There are someone that has a desirable quality and is entitled to respect or attention, saying that you must earn respect. When we walk in the prophetic calling, amen, God-fearing women, we are God-fearing women, first of all, one that love God, one that love God's word, one that love the fellowship. We are peacemakers, are followers of direction. And most of all, amen, we follow protocol. We follow protocol from God, because God called us, amen, to leadership. We're women that walk in the prophetic calling, amen. We must be trustworthy and spiritual leaders. Led not by ourselves, amen, but we're led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to take you, amen, to the book of Judges, amen, where they, we have a powerful woman of God, amen, called Deborah. And the word of God read, amen, the Judges, the fourth chapter. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, amen, because they was in another dilemma, amen. They had went in the first church, amen. They had did some evil against the Lord, amen, when Eli died, amen. And they had got depressed in the 900 shares of iron and 20 years of he had mighty oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, the prophetess, the wife of Ladimon, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt, she dwelt men and women under the tree. And Deborah between Raven and Bethel, the mount of Emerald, as the children of Israel came up to her for judgment, which means, amen, they came up to her for ruling. Anything that happened, amen, they needed a word, amen, to see whether it was in the right place, the wrong place, amen. And she did the judgment, amen. She let them know if it was right. She let them know if it was wrong, amen, because God gave her the authority. God gave her the ability, amen, to do that, amen. And the word reads, the sixth verse, as she went and called Brock, the son of Ammon, the Ammonite Nabatean, and said unto him, "Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying," telling him a word, speaking a prophetic word, amen. And the word said, "Go and draw towards Mount Tabor, and take thee 10,000 men, the children of Nabatean, and the children of Zebulun, amen. And I will draw unto thee, to you, the river of Kishon of Syrian, the captain of Jubal's army, charity and his multitude, I will deliver him unto thy hand." She gave him this prophetic word, which the Lord gave to her. And Brock said to her, "If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go." Amen. You know how it is, amen. We always have the tendency to want somebody to go with us, amen, and do what God calls us to do. But when you're doing a prophetic, of God, what God wants you to do, amen. Sometimes, like the first woman of God just said, amen, and Pastor Kate said, sometimes, amen, you're going to be by yourself. And sometimes you got to walk alone in the journey. A prophet's life, it's a hard life to live, amen. You quiet, you sit aside, amen. You in meditation most of the time of your life. You fasting, you praying, eh? Oh, yeah. You laying out before God, amen. So she told him, amen. What God told her, what the Spirit of God told her, she told him. And he said, I will go surely. And she said to him, look, she began to speak what God gave her. She told him, look, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding the journey that thou take should not be for thy honor. Look, for the Lord shall sell Samaria into the hand of a woman. Huh? And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Phoenicia. And Barak, amen, went down to with the 10,000 men at his feet, and Deborah went up with him. Look at God. But she let him know, if I go with you, God going to get the glory. And look, Deborah, the leader of God, God inspiration, number one, she convinced her followers to extend themselves beyond their own vision. She didn't try to cut the thing from Barak. You know, when God prophesied stuff to get other people, amen, we ain't got to sugarcoat it. We tell it just like it is. Brother, good, bad, amen. Prophesied was just said to the Lord, amen. She told him the prophetic word, what God gave her, amen. She didn't cut no boundary. She told him that what to do, how to do it, amen. Number two, Deborah, inspirational leader, provides a model of integrity and courage and sets a high standard of performance. In order to be a prophetic calling in our life, we must gain the responsibility that God has given us, amen, to give his word. Walk to be completed by the leader. Number four, Deborah did this with Barak. She appointed him as her field commander and assigned him the task, recruiting an army to defeat Samaria. Number five, not being afraid to set an example of courage and be the heroism as about being used for herself as a bait for the ambush. Number six, she took on the role of a true prophetess, one that judged and led by spoke a true word to move forward with the children of Israel. Number seven, being a judge was a place of leadership, setting and having authority to do what God called her to be and do. Number eight, she brought the children of Israel out of bondage. They came to her for judgment. They came to her for a word. Don't you know the prophetic woman is one relating to a characteristic of a prophet, a prophesying one that's foretelling the event, predictive that will come to pass or the future. That's what a prophetess is, amen. And a prophet, amen, come to give us the foretelling future that God has for us. It may be prophesied today, happen tomorrow, prophesied today, happen the next year. But believe me, it will truly come to pass. If the Lord thy God said it, it will truly come to pass. You ain't got to look for it. You ain't got to beg for it. Because if the Lord said it, it will come to pass like she told Barak. Go prepare yourself to go down to defeat. Go prepare yourself for the battle. Hold up, Moshe. Prepare yourself to fight for the victory. He comes to the Lord, Moshe. And sometime in life, amen, you got to prepare yourself for what God have you to do. Pray, fast, fight. Head of Moshe. And fast to last. So, she brought the children of Israel out of bondage. Sitting under the palm tree, amen, with a word. See, she was dedicated. Yeah, I imagine if God gave her that palm tree for some shade. Yeah, because of the Bosheda, that she wouldn't get so hot. And God came by hot of Bosheda in the midst of her judging the people and giving them work and gave her a cool breeze. I come to the Bosheda. I can hear my spirit not saying, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do. It's hot. I need water. He comes to the Bosheda. The woman of God didn't need no excuse. She didn't give excuses like some of us do. I can't go today. I can't worship. But I come by to tell you today that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen you. And you can look to the hills from which comes your help. And all your help come from God, which have made the heaven and the earth. And God also told us, if we abide in him, the word of God abides in us. We can ask for whatever we will. And the Lord thy God will give it unto thee, said the Lord. Number nine. When we walking in it, amen. The prophetic calling, amen. We worthy. We must be totally committed to God. Must be totally committed to the work of God, not on and off. Deborah and her, I always call her Deborah. I don't know why. He comes over shade out. But it's Deborah. Deborah, her name means honeybee, which means she didn't stay in one position. She didn't stay all locked up. She was free. Number 11. She worked in the office, including in running decisions of people, inquiries, whatever they needed. Now, Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Elimelech, was judging Israel at the time. And as I said, she sit under that palm tree between Rimmon and Bethel in the mountains of Israel, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. She didn't go to them. They came to her. She had great wisdom. She had great influence and authority on people used by God to lead Israel for 40 years. She used her ability and authority to call for Barak to go and destroy troops at the mountain of Tabor and take with him 10,000 men, giving him the instructions, amen. She gave him the instructions that God gave him for battle. Coming to the closing statement, Judges 4:8, and brought to her, you will go to, and I will go with me. And when I go, but you would not go with me. I would not go. Judges 4:9. So she said, with her wisdom, the knowledge to lead, and told him, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking for the Lord will sell Samaria. And to the hands of a woman, which is her devil. Why? Because God gave you the direction. Gave me the direction to tell you what way to go. Now, you needed me to go with you, but when we go, I want you to know God don't give me the glory behind the Moshe because I'm being obedient. You know, she was obedient to God. Now she's being obedient to him. Then Deborah arose and went with Barak, took his sheep. If it's some of us, we wouldn't have went. We would have used some battle of excuse. No, you go head on. But God already, he come to the bush. When God spoke the word and the knowledge and the ability for her to go with him, she went on win. Some of us would have took down. The battle would have been lost. Horrible, Shadai. We would have had the big head, get mad, get upset. But God told me to tell you this. And God told me to tell you this. The ability of it is when God speaks to us, the ability is that we speak to God's people. And that's that. Because we got to know all things work together for the good of them that love God, that are called according to our purpose. We don't want to sell her out anymore. We don't want to do ability what God have us to do anymore. Here comes the Rebosheda. But there's a word from the Lord on today. We got to be prophetic and walk in our calling that the Lord thy God has given us. Amen. Amen. So, nevertheless, they took the journey. She faced her responsibility and took her job seriously. Men and women of God, we got to take our job seriously. And routed the enemy. And the battle was won. We must have courage, men and women of God, in ourselves to move into your destiny. God gave me 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, we must be steadfast, immovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor, is not in vain in the Lord. We, as men and women of God, and walking in our prophetic calling, we must keep the faith and believe and focus on proclaiming God's word without reservation, never giving up, continue steadfastly to faith, and abide in the service to God. Know that nothing done in Jesus' name is in vain. Stay still and know that I'm God. Think about what Deborah did. Think about how God used her to tell Barak how to bring the people of Israel. One more time. God is a good God. We'll never leave enough for Satan. Haven't seen the righteous forsaken, but see yet begging bread. God is a God of order. God is a God of praise. God love us. And God want to use us. God want us to walk in our destiny. God want us to walk in our calling. But most of all, the men and women of God, we have to have protocol in our life. And we got to stay in position so God can use us. I hope you were blessed today because the prophetic prophetess of a woman calling is important to God. Because God used us to speak to his people. And God uses us to encourage his people. But most of all, God uses us to speak a word into their life. And most of the time, amen, we know when God is speaking to us. We know when God is speaking. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through songs. He speaks to us through praise. He speaks to us, amen, through prophetic calling like he's doing today over the radio land. He speaks to us through our five-fold minister, apostle, the pastor, the evangelist, amen, and minister that teaches, amen. Amen. At the book of Ephesians, amen. God called us to do a work. Amen. And I hope you were blessed on the day. And I thank God for the opportunity from the woman of God, amen, our host, no other, amen, than Apostle Kashima Douglas, amen. And I hope you were blessed today because we got to walk worthy of what God has called us to do. Deborah didn't hesitate. Men and women of God, please don't hesitate to give out a word that God has spoken to you, to give an individual, amen. Please don't. We're in the last and evil days, amen. We are in the privileged times, amen. Everything is going on, amen. Children even selling drugs. Children are dying on highways and the byways, amen. It's not no such thing no more, little and big, amen. We're living in the evil and privileged times, amen. And the Lord is soon to come back. Amen. He said coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. Amen. He's coming back. Amen. And we is not the villain. We the church. Amen. We're the Episcopals that God want to use. Amen. Walk through, talk through. Amen. And encourage his people. Amen. And let them know. Amen. It's time to give up. Amen. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's time to move in the spiritual realm. Amen. It's time to give it up and give it all that God handled. Amen. We can't handle it. Amen. It belongs to God. And that was devil was telling Brock. Amen. We can't win the battle, but God can win the battle. And we're going to go down here and we're going to put God first. And I'm a witness. Whenever you put God first in the thing that you do, it's going to work out for your good. Because the Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love God. Amen. Be blessed on today. Amen. And peace and blessings to all. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, for the women that's not understanding who they are,
or afraid of stepping out because of what they've done. I would like for you to say a prayer for them today, letting them know that God can use anybody and that it's okay to step out. Sometimes we're uncomfortable for a reason. He will put us in uncomfortable positions for us to remember who we are and whose we are. Pray for the women of God that don't know their identity. That's the best way I can put it. They don't know their identity. Pray for the women of God this morning, Apostle, please.
Here comes the little bullshit. Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, hold a little bullshit. God, we got a birth certificate. Here comes the little bullshit. God, I often say we got a birth certificate when we was born. We got a birth certificate, hold a little bullshit. When we give our life to the God in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I want you to turn some things around in our life on this morning. Let us recognize, hold a little bullshit. It's no longer I, but it's the Christ of God that lived down inside of us, like Paul said. It's no longer me, but it's Jesus Christ is in the inside. And Father God, when you turn us around, Father God, some things may be strange, God. Some things we go through in our home. Some things we go through in our marriage. We go through with our children, God. We go through in our church setting, amen. Father God, a prophetic woman, amen, we feel alone. We feel burdened sometimes. We feel hurt. We feel despondent. But I come by to tell you on today, Jesus love you, hold up, Osheda. And there's nothing that God can't do for us, because God is a God that turned us around. God is a God that established us. God is the God that made us. And God is the God that knows the number of hairs that's on our head. And only God knows the number of hairs that's on our head. And God is the God, honorable Sheda, that loves us. He comes over, honorable Sheda, and we serve a God that's outstanding. And I've come by to tell you today, there's nothing under the sun that you have done. Prostituted, honorable Sheda, secret admirers, honorable Sheda, drugs, alcohol, he comes, honorable Sheda, and it was a lust, honorable Sheda, whatever it may be, he unforgiveness, amen, hurt, harm, auto, whatever it may be, God is able to take that and turn it around in your life. God is able to establish you and put you back on solid ground. I don't care what you messed up at. I don't care what you turned around at and made all kind of mistakes in your life. God is able to fix it. God is able to fix us up. He comes to the Bosheda, but we serve a God that's a fixer. We serve a God that's a maker. We serve a God on the Bosheda. Love us in spite of what we have done, where we at, where we stand. In the name of Jesus, we got to recognize that God is God, and he loves us in spite of any situation. God loves us. He comes to the Bosheda, and we cannot be afraid to step out. We can't be afraid to step out and let God use us. We can't be afraid, women of God. Deborah was not afraid. She stuck out, and she gave the word what God gave her. And we have to be able to step out. Step out among what people think about us. Step out among how we feel it. You don't have this and that. Your self-esteem may be low, but I want you to know today, God loves you just who you are. You got to learn how to love yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is so. You got to know no weapon formed against you will prosper. I don't care how much you've been battered. I don't care how much you've been beat. He comes to the bullshit. God is able to bring you out of whatever. I don't care how much alcohol you on drugs. I don't care how much drugs you smoke. I don't care how many times you shot the drug up. I don't mean how many times you slept with a man unknown. I want you to know today, God is a fixer of a God. Heck, come little boy, shun die, because he fixed me up. He turned me around. He established me. He put me on solid ground. God loves you. And that's what God does. He uses us in our weakest part. Yes, he will. God loves you. And in spite of whatever you think and whatever the situation or how you feel today, Jesus loves you. He gave his son for you that you may have eternal life. All we do have to do is just say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I come to you right now. I'm as I am. Lord, I come to you right now with a repentant heart. Lord, forgive me for all my sins, sin, unsin, and unsin, unknown. Lord, I need you in my life. And Lord, I need you in my life. Just like we need everything else in our life, we need the Lord in our life. And stand up and be there where God called us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is so. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Apostle, let the people know
where you're located. If they want to come visit Fresh Wind, let them know exactly where the church is located, the time, and if you have any upcoming events.
Praise the Lord. We are Fresh New Beginning Full Gospel Church. Where my pastor, Nita Smith, pastor and founder. We are located in Houston, Texas, and the address is 7336 Calhoun Road, Houston, Texas, 77. We don't have any events coming up at the time. But men and women of God, if you would like to message me, you can. Leave your number in it. I'll call you back. I'll pray with you. The time setting for Fresh New Beginning Full Gospel Church is 1 o'clock p.m. to 3 p.m. at 7336 Calhoun Road. Amen.
Amen. Actually, Father God asks you to give back what your daughter poured out to your people. Give her a fresh wind, Father God, for doing your will on this morning, Father God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Strengthen her in the time of her downness and weariness, Father God, because even the strong get weary, Father God. Strengthen her family. Cover her. Keep covering him. Lift him up right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in their life, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Apostle, for coming on. For delivering that word. Remember, people of God, if you want to reach Apostle, if you want to connect with Apostle Smith, please let me know. It's not about me. It's not about her, but it's about glorifying God, telling somebody that even though you was in hell and going through last night or this morning, God still loves you. He's always right there with you. You have people over here that will pray with you. There's no judgment zone here. We are not here to judge you, but we are on here to inspire you and uplift and push you. It's birthing time. Seriously, in this season. Birth out. Get up under a man or woman of God that will push you where you need to be pushed. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable because birthing pain is real, spiritually and naturally. Women of God, you know what I mean. Birthing is not easy. A pain comes with it, but look at the beautiful thing after you give birth. My God, that's a preach right there. Just think about the beautiful thing you will become after you birth out what God put inside of you. Remember, he knew you when he formed you in your mother's womb. I want to leave you with three keys today. Number one, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church on. If you're going online, good. Find a good church to watch online. Two, if you want to go in physically, you're definitely welcome to join us at the Abba House International at 6705 H-A-I-G-H-T Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Also, don't forget about Fresh Wind Ministries also with Apostle Smith, 1-3. I don't have the address right off my phone, but if you text me, I will definitely share with you, 1 p.m. to 3. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching, but walking the same thing. Hear me well. They must be preaching and living the same thing. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is preaching and walking the same thing. Yes, they tell us to tell you to overcome us, the sinner's prayer, absolutely. But here on World Gospel Connection, we do the overcomer scripture. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You know I say this all the time. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. But try one thing. Open your mouth and say, God, I'm ready. I surrender to you, Father God. I give my life to you. What do you want me to do? It's just that simple. Welcome. Not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. Now the enemy is going to get real mad. He's going to affect and touch the people that's closest to you to get you off track. But hear me well. Keep your eyes on the Lord. No longer look with your physical eyes. Look with your spiritual eyes, and God will guide you
in the right direction. If you need help, say, Apostle Douglas, I need help. I need to speak to the woman of God that came on, Apostle Smith. I need to speak with you. Call me, 346-419-2529, or inbox me on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, and I will be right there. This walk is not easy, and it's not for the weak. It's going to be some days you want to bust somebody upside your head. Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. But we know vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Back off and give it to God. You want change? Be the change. You want to help your family? Stand up and get in position, because you might be the only time they hear the word of God. No, you have to beat them down with the word. But you can tell them to listen to one scripture a day. That's a start. Remember, you are beautifully, wonderfully made by God. He didn't make any mistakes when he made you. Yeah, it look crazy right now. Oh, trust me, I get it. But it will be okay. Hold on, we have a call on the line, Apostle Smith. Hold on for a second. Let me answer it. Good morning, Carl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm fine. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Yes, this is Pastor Carolyn. How you doing? I was out and about, but at the medical center, but I got home just in time to finish hearing the Apostle Word, and I just want to encourage her today that was a great one from the Lord on the board at the end there. And I just thank God for coming in on the end. Y'all are just two great women of God. I just thank the Lord that he have you to come on every Thursday on this radio station, Apostle Douglas, giving the women of God chance to give out the word of God to the people. May God continue to bless you, and may God continue to bless you, Apostle Smith. And y'all have a wonderful day. I just wanted to let y'all know that I was here and listening to the great, great word that God had for the people today. God bless you both.
Amen, amen. Apostle Smith, would you like to say something?
I'd just like to say I thank God for the word this morning. Most of all, thank him for the opportunity, woman of God. You just don't know how much that that means to me that I was able to come in this morning and give the word to God people. And God used you in this time and the hour to explore the women of God and the men to do what God called them to do. And I want you to say, I want to tell you today, peace and blessing and ever grace of love to you. And I always would thank you for the opportunity.
Amen, amen. And the Bible says love one another. And the way I was raised, if you see someone going through and you're able to assist, you assist. There's no big I in team. We're a team. We're ambassadors for Christ. So we're supposed to push each other and give them an opportunity to say something, because I might reach who you don't reach, or you might reach who I can't reach. That's what kingdom building is about. It's not about you having more than me or me having more than you. It's about being one mind, one body under God and doing his will. That's what I love about God. He will show you what to do and how to do it. He give us the opportunity to choose. Either we go left or we go right. He's not forceful. He's a loving God. With his arms wide open, just waiting on us to surrender to him.
Amen.
Thank God for you and always giving me a yes. See, people of God, you don't find too many people that truly support and give you a yes. But Fresh Wind is one of them that is the Abba House call. Come on here. They coming, and vice versa. That's love. I say this all the time. Love is an action. People can say they love you all day long, but are they showing you that they love and support you? It's not always about finances, but call and check up on your friend. If you say you love them, you'll check up on them, not them always checking up on you. I hope you was blessed on today. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Remember, if you want to connect with Apostle Smith or want to go visit her church, give me a call or text me, 346-419-2529, and I guarantee I will connect you. It's all about kingdom business over here. And kingdom building, teaching one about the Lord so they can go out and teach the next one, and they can go out and teach the next one. God is on his way back, people of God. Get prepared. Get prepared and get ready. Lace up your shoes, shine them stilettos up, put your armor on. But remember, always shine your helmet of salvation, because that's the first thing the enemy goes for is your mind. Keep pushing through. Apostle Smith, give that address again to the church.
7336 Calhoun Road, Houston, Texas, 77033.
Fresh Wind New Begin Ministry, where they will teach you, love on you, and push you to your birth. Remember, people of God, God is on his way back. I have to say that again. Get ready. If you're not ready, get ready. You have time right now to get up, dust yourself off, and fall on the word of God. What does your posture look like? Are you in position? Are you thinking you have time? Remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful and wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
Up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win. Win. You will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.
Amen, amen. Before I go, I want to remind you to put your armor on. Shine it up, because now it's war. Seriously. Don't forget your helmet of salvation that you must have on. Your breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of the gospel of peace. Pick up your shield of faith and take your sword. For me, I have two, one in each hand, because I'm not taking it anymore from the enemy. It's time to take back what he has taken from you. Get in position. Know that the Lord loves you and you're not in this fight by yourself. Hold your head up and get ready to fight, because somebody's depending on your stand. Somebody's depending on you to get it right with God. Somebody is watching you to see where you fold going through this right now. But know that you're not alone. We're over here for you if you need us. Remember, you can always come to the Abba House International at 6705 HAIGHT Street, Houston, Texas, 77028, 1130 every Sunday. Bible study on Friday. If you want to connect, feel free. Say, Apostle, I need to hear the word of God. We are a deliverance church. We will get down on the dirt and on the floor with you and help push out what's in you. You're not in this by yourself. We know the enemy that tells, constantly tell you that. But hear me and hear me well. You're not alone. If you want some blessed oil, come by the church Sunday at 11:30. I have it with me, always. But God is showing us he's on his way back. Get connected. Get in your position. What do your posture look like? It's time for you to get it together, woman of God, man of God. We used to hear growing up, God is on his way back. All in church growing up, I was raised Baptist. Seventh-day Adventist, non-denominated, I've been there. But it's always one person that I knew I'd call on. When everybody else left me, God was always right there with me. Yes, you've been through some things. Yes, you're going through some things. You might be standing in a pile of mess right now. Just give them a try. It'll get better day by day. It's not going to happen overnight. But I do know this. Having faith size for mustard seed can move mountains. Hope you're blessed on today. If you need to reach me, remember at 346-419-2529. Or go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Or Abba House on Facebook and say, Apostle, I need your help. And trust me, we are right here to help you. Our motto at the church is there is room at the house for you. Come on. Your life will never be the same. Have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that God loves you, and so do I.